Nisechtes Baba Kama, Daf Yud Beis, 8 lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Alfim Beis, and on Yud Alfim and Aleph, the Gemara brought a member from Ula in the name of Rabbi Laza, which is relevant to our Gemara, as Ula said in the name of Rabbi Laza, Shaman Laganim Ben Lagazlin, and once the Gemara brought a member of Ula in the name of Rabbi Laza, so the Gemara brings another 6 members of Ula in the name of Rabbi Laza, and we're up to the last one, which is the 7th member, Va'amu Ula Amar Blaza, and Ula said in the name of Rabbi Laza, Hilchus Gaiv Min Avodim, the halacha is that a Malva could collect his from Avodim. And before continuing with the Gemara, let's keep in mind that certainly Avodim Kananim are compared to Kaka for Negei certain dinim. As we know, the Pasuk in Mechukos states, V'zichaltim Isam Levnechem Achreichem L'Resh Achuza. We know that Avodim are Hukish L'Kakos. However, our Gemara will discuss if we say that Avodim are Hukish L'Kakos B'Negei this din, or do we say that they're not Hukish L'Kakos? And we also know if Reuven borrows money from Shimon and then Reuven dies, the din is that Shimon could be gave from his Yisayimim, however, he could only collect mikako and he can't collect me metaltlin as metaltlin the aspi loy mishtabdi lubachoiv. Therefore, our Gemara continues. Amalei Rab Nachman Ula. So Rab Nachman asked Ula, Amar Rab Elazar afilu miyasmi. Did Rab Elazar say that you could be goyvim min avodim even in a case where the loyva already died and therefore you're going to collect from yisaimim? And does Rab Elazar hold that avodim are hukshel kakois even b'degeira din of halva? And the Gemara tells us that Ula responded to Rab Nachman loy that Rab Elazar did not say that Malva could collect avodim Kananim from the Yisayimim, and he only taught us that he could collect Avodim Kananim from the Leiva himself and only from the borrower himself. And the Gemara asks, Minei, if Rabbi Elazar said this to him, B'degei the Leiva himself, Afim L'glimad Al Kasvei, so what is the Chiddush of Rabbi Elazar if you could even collect from the shirt that's on his back? And Ula responds, Hachamay Eskinan, that the case that Rabbi Elazar was referring to, She'aso Apaitiki, where the Leiva made his Eved Kanani into an Apaitiki, and he designated the Eved Kanani for the Malva to collect from, and as Rashi says, the Lashon Apoteki is from the Lashon Apotekoi that you should collect from this. Claim a Mizei Helicha Parayin. This is pledged to you and you should be able to collect from this. Vashmin Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Elazar Mechadishas the Machroi Goyve Bachoy Mimenu. That even if Reuven would sell this Eved Kanani, then the Bachoy could go and collect Eved Kanani from the buyer and it's considered a lien against Eved Kanani since he made it Apoteki and that is a stronger lien and a stronger pledge. And as the Gemara continues, Kidu Rava, that this Chiddush of Rabbi Elazar is just like the Din of Rava. The Am Rava is Rava stated, also Avdai Apoitiki Umachroi, if Reuven makes his Eved into Apoitiki, and he designated his Eved Kanani to Shimon in order for Shimon to be able to collect his lien from the Eved Kanani, and then he sold the Eved Kanani to Levi, Bachayv Goyvi Menu, then Shimon has the ability to go and collect the Eved Kanani from Levi. However, Rava continues, that is only B'negei and Eved Kanani, Vashainkin Shari Apoitiki, if Reuven makes his Shar into Apoitiki and he pledges it and designates his Shar for Shimon to collect his loan from Umachroi, and then Reuven sells his shar to Levi, then in Balchayv Goyvi Menu, Shimon can't collect the chayv from the shar, and he can't go and take it away from Levi. And the Gemara asks that L'chayr, since Ula told us that Rabbi Elazar holds that he can't go and collect a Eved Kanani from Yisayimim, so it must be that Rabbi Elazar holds that Eved Kanani is not hukish l'kakois and is considered metaltin in regard to collections and in regard to halva. If so, even though you made the Eved or you made the shar in Apoitiki, why should there be a difference between an Eved where we say that even though Reuven sold the Eved to Levi, that the Bachayv could go and collect it from Levi, and B'degei Ashar, which is also Metaltin, we say that even though he made an Apoteki and then he sold it to Levi, that Shimon cannot collect the Shar from Levi. The Gemara answers, Ha'is Le'kala V'ha'les Le'kala, that when Reuven designates his Eved Kanani as an Apoteki, then there's a Koil, and therefore every buyer will hear about the Koil and will know that there's a lien against his Eved Kanani, and therefore when he buys it, the lien continues, and Reuven could go and collect from the buyer. However, even if someone designates their shar as an apaitki, it does not create a kol, and therefore the lekeach will not hear about it. And when the lekeach bought it, he didn't know that there was a lien against it, and that's why Shimon can't go and collect the shar from Levi. And Ayin the Rashbam, Mesechtes Baba Basra, who states that once there's a kol on the Eved Kanani, therefore afsid lekuchas and afshayu, by the lekuchas buying the Eved Kanani, even though they knew there was a lien against the Eved Kanani, therefore they were mafsid on themselves, and therefore Shimon could go and collect the Eved Kanani from Levi. And I in the last tesis on the Amid Dima Maschach Chayin Shaso Apaitki, where tesis says Behashta Gavim Yasmi Kamei Melekech. At this point, even though the Gemara holds that Eved Kanani is considered metaltlin, however, since Reuven designated the Eved Kanani as an Apaitki and he pledged it to Shimon, therefore, just like Shimon could go and collect from Lekuchais, so Shimon could also collect from Yisayimim. And we continue on Daf Yud Bezim and Aleph. And Lemaisa Rab Nachman asked Ula if Rabbi Elazar said his din even B'degei Yisayimim, and does he hold that Eved Kanani is hooked and therefore therefore you could be goyver from an Eved Knani, even if he's not an apaytiki. And Ulu responded, Rebbe Elazar holds that avodim are not hukash l'kakoyis bin the gei halva. And the Gemara now continues, l'basad nafak, after Rabbi Nachman left from in front of Ula, amulhu Ula, Ula said to his talmidim, although I told Rabbi Nachman that Rebbe Elazar would not stay in his din bin the gei yisaymim, as he holds that avodim are not considered kako bin the gei halva, however, hachem Rebbe Elazar afilu miyaspi, that really, in truth, Rebbe Elazar did say that a lender can be goyver on Eved Knani, even directly from the yisaymim, and Eved Knani is considered kako, even bin the gei halvois, and even in a case where Eved Knani was not designated as an apaytiki. And as Rashi says, Amr Rabbi Elazar afilu miyaspi, the avdu kemekakoy dami. The Gemara tells us, Amr Rabbi Nachman, that once Rabbi Nachman heard this member that Ula said, and he actually admitted, Rabbi Elazar actually said, that avodim ahuk shel kakois, so Rabbi Nachman stated, ishtamtin Ula, that Ula was trying to slip away from me, and as Rashi says, nishbim mimeni, he slipped away, viyari, and he was scared, mishum desfir lei, avdu kemetatli dami, and since he knows that I hold that avodim are considered like metatlin, umisyari, ushema kapchanu ba'alachis of akushis, and he was scared that if he said that Rabbi Elazar hold that avdu kemetatli dami, then I would bring him rayas against that, and he was scared of all my rayas. And the Gemara continues, there was a story in Adar where the Yisaimim and they had Eved Knani, the Agbu Dain in Adar, and the Dayanim in Adar collected for the Balchoy from the Avodim Knanim that belonged to their father, and therefore what we see that we pass like Rebbe Elazar that Afil Miyasmi and that Avodim considered an Ahokish Lakakais. And similarly, the Gemara continues, there was a similar story in Pabadisa, the Agbu Rabchan Babizna, and Rabchan Babizna also Paskin, they allowed Malva to collect Avodim Knanim from Yisaimim, and the Gemara continues and tells us how strongly Rabbi Nachman felt that avodim are not hukash l'kakoyis bin gei alva, as Amru Rabbi Nachman said to the Yonim Abnadar, Zilu Haduru, go and bechayza and overturn your psak, make sure to have the avodim knanim return to the Yisaimim, as avodim knanim are considered metaltlin, and therefore they're not considered meshubit to the balchayiv. You shouldn't have allowed the malva to collect the avodim knanim from the Yisaimim, be loy, and if you don't overturn your psak, magbinu l'chul apenaychu, then I will go and take away your mansions, and I will make sure to repay and reimburse the Yisaimim from your own funds. Nine Taisa Diva Maskel Zira Aduru, where Taisa says, Choshelu Ketayu B'Dva Mishnah, that Rabbi Nachman considered as if it was Ketayu B'Dva Mishnah, and therefore, based on the Gemara, Masechta Sanhedrin, the din is that you have to overturn your psak, and if the Bezdin doesn't overturn their psak, then the Bezdin and the Dayanim themselves will be responsible. And the Gemara continues, Omali Ravel Rabbi Nachman, so Rabbi said to Rabbi Nachman, Ha'ula, Ha'Rab Beleza, Ha'Dain Dada, V'Ha'Rab Chana Babizna, the Lamai Se'ula, as well as Rabbi Elazar, as well as the Dayanim Dada, and Rabbi Chana Babizna in Pupadisa, all held that Avodim Knanim are compared to Kako, even B'Negei Alva, and therefore this Psak was correct. So, Ma'am, come on, Tzvile, if you hold so strongly against them, who do you hold like, and what is your basis for your Psak? And Amalei, Rabbi Nachman responded to Rabbi, and no Masisi Adana, I know, based on a Braisa, the Tony Avimi, because Avimi taught us in a Braisa, Prisbul Chal Kako, Ve'in Chal Avodim, that when Hillel was Misakin, the Din of Prisbul, he said that the only way that Shvitis will not be Mishamed Halva is only if the loan is guaranteed by some collateral that is kaka. Avimi taught us that this kaka has to be mamish kaka and it can't be avodim, as avodim are considered metaltlin but the gate of din of prisbol. In addition, metaltlin niklim in a kaka but in niklim avodim, that although there's a din of agav, and if someone makes a kinyan on kaka, then metaltlin could be acquired through the kinyan of kaka. However, we also see when the gate is din of agav, and avodim kananim are not hukash l'kakois, because if Reuven goes and acquires an eved kanani, then he would not be able to be koin of metaltlin at the same time with a kinyan agav. But the Gea Prisbul Rashi says that's Chalal Kaka, the Kimin Dlim Chusr Gavaino, since Kaka is always available and it can't be moved and it's similar to a Mashkin, therefore it's considered as if it's collected. Vizek Kosov Lealein, Shekol Choy Shiyesh Lealov, Shekben Kosman Shiyetza, Kaim Bishus in the Malvo, and therefore it's as if the Malvo already collected the Choyv, and that's why Shvius would not be Meshamit alone as long as he did it based on Kaka. However, that would not work for an Eved Knani, as the Eved Knani is not Hukash Lakakois. In addition, Niklim Akako, in then you can be koyin metaltlin even though you didn't make a kinyan on a metaltlin. However, in niktim avodim shem hichsik ba'avodim, if you're machzik in avodim like koyin metaltlin, not to be koyin metaltlin v'yochol meichel lachzib metaltlin, and the meichel could still be chayza on the metaltlin alma avdik metaltli, and therefore I'm not going to bring zuraya that ever knadi is not hukish l'kakoyis but negay these dinim and is considered like metaltlin, and therefore the negay din of collecting the halva, it's also considered like metaltlin, and that's why Rav Nachman holds that a malva cannot collect an Eved Knani from Yisaimim. Lamaisa, as we said when we started the Gemara, that all agree that b'negei a certain dinim, certainly avodim are hukash l'kakois, and which is based on the pasuk in Mechukosai, and ayin tesis diva maschal where he says, Afagadu become a duchtin eshkod and chmakakoidami, leinayna, ushvua, as we find, bidegeyayna, and bidegeyashvua, as we say, inayna le kakois, and inishpoin ala kakois, and we also know, imidlo bikakois, we know that we extend that din to avodim knanim as well, and lechoyo, why is that different from our Gemara, and why did Rav Nachman say that bidegeyahava, the din is that avodim knanim are not hokushu kakois, and I may read, the hochle ayri el bimil drabbanon, that Rav Nachman is only referring to dinim drabbanon, the lidvois mi aspimul kuchais, sova shibud lav deraisa, and bidegeyah collecting from misayim milkuchais, they hold that shibud is lav deraisa, and therefore, miligavi el min drabbanon, and therefore, the collection from misayim and from lukuchais is only drabbanon, and that is why we don't say that avodim ahokshul kakois bidegeyah din drabbanon, and that's why Rav Nachman brings a raya from Puzbul and from Kinin Agav, which are also din drabbanon, and even though at the end result in the Gemara, we will bring a raya from a pasuk. However, as Taisa points out, that is an asmachta ba'alma. However, bidegeyah din in deraisa, then we do say that avodim ahokshul kakois, and the Rav Shvam Masechus Baba Basra says, Nihi vaday da avdu kena kakoi dami le'in yishvuya, v'kinin b'kesev v'shtav ha'chazaka, and b'degei kinyonim as well, certainly the l'chol milu d'raisa din m'kakoi yishlem, that certainly for all dini d'raisa, avodim k'nanim have a din like kaka, as we notice from the pasuk of v'sidachalta ma'isam, aval in l'oshim ne odom, mikri lu metaltli, however, b'degei l'oshim ne odom, it's possible that we consider metaltlin, and that is gufa d'shayla, between Ul and Rabbi Loza and the other Amrayim on the one hand, against Rav Nachman on the other hand. The Gemara continues, Lema Katanoi, let us say that this shayla between Rabbi Loza and Ula against Rav Nachman is actually Machlekes Tanayim, and the shayla is, do we consider Avodim Kananim like Kaka, or are they considered like Metalfin? As the Brisa states, Mochler Avodim Kakois, that if Reuven is selling Avodim and Kaka to Shimon, and Shimon wants to be koiner through a kinyan of Agav, Hichzib Avodim, Shimon is koiner the Avodim through a Chazoka, loy kona Kakois, he would not be koiner Kaka based on a kinyan Agav, and similarly, Bekakois, loy kona Avodim, and if he makes a kinyan on the Kaka, he would not be able to be koiner Avodim. And the Brisa continues, Kakois Metalfin, if Reuven wants to sell Kaka Metalfin Shimon, Hichzib Bekaka, if Shimon is machzik in the Kaka, then kona Metalfin, then Agav the kinyan of Kaka, he will be koiner Metalfin. However, if he would make a kinyan with Metalfin, loy kona Kaka, he could not be koiner Kaka, Agav Metalfin, because the only way that kinyan Agav works is Agav, someone making a kinyan Kaka, he could be koiner Metalfin. And then the Brisa states, Avodim Metalfin, if Reuven is selling Avodim Metalfin to Shimon, then Hichzib Avodim loy kona Metalfin, then if Shimon is machzik in Avodim, he could not be koiner Metalfin, and the din of Agav doesn't work. And l'chari we see that Avodim are not considered Kaka, and the same din applies with Metalfin. If Shimon makes a kinyan on the Metalfin, loy kona Avodim, he would not be koiner the Avodim, as certainly the kinyan of Agav doesn't work. When a buyer makes a kinyan on a Metalfin and he wants to be koiner either Metalfin or Kaka, clearly this price is stated that if Reuven makes a kinyan on Avodim, he could not be koiner Metalfin, and therefore we see that Avodim are not considered Kaka. And Vatanya, and we have another price that says, Hichzik ba'Avodim, if Reuven sells an Eved and Metalfin to Shimon, and Shimon goes and is machzik under Avodim, then koiner Metalfin, then he would be able to koiner Metalfin through a kinyan Agav, and therefore we see that Avodim are considered like Kaka. And the Gemara states, my lab hakamifli, and l'chiria, the machlekes between the two brises is as follows. The ma'asob avodim kimakakoi dami, that the second brise holds that by being machzik and avodim, you could be koinim and tafkin through agav, because avodim is considered like kaka. The ma'asob in the first brise that states that hichzik ba'avodim loy koinim and tafkin, that brise holds that avodim are not hukush lakakois, and therefore you can't be koinim and tafkin agav yukinin on the eved. And before we continue, it's important to note that the first brise that we just stated holds that avodim is not considered like kaka, and that's why we stated that if you machzik ba'avodim, you're not going to be koinim metaltlin. L'chayr, there's a problem with that, as at the beginning of the brayso, so we stated, Reuven sells avodim and kaka to Shimon, and Shimon goes and makes a kinyan of kaka, he would not be koinah the eved, and l'chayr, why should he be koinah eved if he's not considered hukush l'kakois, and therefore the eved should be considered metaltlin, and once you're koinah kaka, and since an eved is not considered kaka, and it's considered metaltlin, so l'chayr, Shimon should be able to be koinah the eved, agav kaka, and Ayin Rashi do maskal hochi garsin and be kaka l'konah avodim, and Rashi points out, the avagav the spiel leg lahai tana avodim kum metalflin dami, and even though we're going to say that this tana holds avodim is kum metalflin, afil hoch leg kono, even so, you're not going to be koinu the eved, and liam keen, oima the eved betecha, besha shechzit ba, ked metar tzakabon, shani metalflin the 90, me metalflin the 90, only way that you could be koinu an eved knani through a kinyan of agav is only if the eved knani is actually in the field at the time you're machzik in the field. In the chanami, in that scenario, the kinyan of agav would work. And our Gemara now continues, Amrav Iko Breder of Ami, the Kul Alma Avodim Kim Kakoidomi, that really we could say that there is no machlikas between these two braces if Avodim is Kim mekakoi, or if it's kumutalpli, as everyone agrees that avodim is certainly like kaka, v'hadutanya, kono, shape, and therefore, the second brisa that taught us, hichsuk ba'avodim, that you kono metalpin, that is shape, that works out very well, because certainly avodim is considered kaka, and therefore you could be kono metalpin, aga ba'avodim. V'hadutanya, in the first brisa that stated that if you hichsuk ba'avodim, you like kono metalpin, and l'chari, if avodim are hukish l'kakois, why shouldn't the kinyan of aga work? And the Gemara explains, because l'maisa, although avodim are considered like kaka, but being a kaka, d'mida are maturis bihuda d'loy naidi. One of the elements that is required in order to effectuate a kinyan agav is only if the kaka is similar to the walled city and the fortified cities in Yehuda, which do not move and are not movable. And therefore, since avodim are not similar to the are maturis bihuda, since they're movable, therefore you can't be kinyan metalflin agav avodim, even though avodim are hokel shakakois. The Gemara now points out that the reason why, in order to effectuate a kinyan of agav, you have to have kaka that's dumya to the are maturis bihuda, is because that is where we have the actual makar for the kinyan of agav. And as Taiz pointed out before, that the kinyan of agav is only a smacht ba'alma, and it's really a rabbanon, but other rishonim argue in Taiz and hold that the kinyan of agav is actually a din d'oraisa. And even though the pasuk we're going to bring is actually a pasuk that's brought in divrei yamim and not in the Torah, however, we find many times that there are mazim in Nevi'im which are really points and really dinim that were already a din d'oraisa. And the Gemara brings the makar for agav as the tnan, as we learn in the Mishnah Masechtas Kedushin on Daf Chavav, nechosim she'in l'achrayis, niknim nechosim she'ish l'machrayis, bekesem shtar chazoko, that if you're koin a kaka with kesem shtar chazoko, then you could be koin a metathlin agav the kaka. I mean, not immediately, and how do we know this? Because Amr Chizkia, as Chizkia stated, the Amr Kras, the Pasuk say, in the Reyomim, v'yitil l'mavim, matonis rabbis, l'kesem l'zavim l'gdonis, and the Pasuk tells us that Yishofet gave gifts to his children, and he gave them silver and gold, as well as other delicacies. The Pasuk continues and tells us that Yishofet also gave his children kaka, and the Pasuk tells us, im ari matzuris b'yuda, that they were koin of these items together with the walled and fortified cities in Yehuda. Certainly, this can't be talking about a kinyan chatzah, because if so, we wouldn't have said that it happened at the same time, as a kinyan chatzah has to happen first, and you own the kaka, and then you could own the metatlin based on a kinyan chatzah. But over here, it seems that the kinyan metatlin happened at the exact same moment as the kinyan kaka, and that is done through a kinyan of agav. And once we see that the makar for kinyan agav is based on a pasuk that discusses kaka, which is ari matzuris b'yuda, therefore we see that the only time kinyan agav works is similar to kaka, which is lein aidi. Therefore, the kinyan of agav is not relevant by avodim, although avodim are hukshul kakois, but lemaisa lein aidi, and therefore the kinyan of agav does not pertain to avodim. And of course, this member of Avika, Breder of Ami, is going according to the sheet of Ula, Rabbi Lezer, as well as the Yonim of Nada, as well as Rabbi Chana Babizna in Pumpadisa, who all hold that avodim is considered like kaka. The Gemara now continues, Ikad Amri, that others have the following version, that Amr Avika, Breder of Ami, Rabbi Ika, Breder of Ami stated, the Kuli Amma Avdikim Metalfli Dami, that really we could say that both of these brises that we mentioned before all hold that avodim is not considered like kaka, and they're considered like metalflin. Therefore, both brises could work out according to Rav Nachman. And as Rav Ika, Breder of Ovin explains, Behodet Tanya Loikono, and the brise that states that if someone is koin and eved, they will not be koin and metalflin. Shapa, that works out very well, because you can't use avodim as a kinyan of agav, since avodim are considered like metalflin. And Hodet Tanya Kono, but the brise that says that if someone is koin and eved, could be koin or the metalflin. So l'chayr, how could that work if avodim is considered metalflin? And therefore, of course, the kinyan of agav should not be able to work. And the Gemara answers, but you don't love that the reason why you were koin and metalflin in that case was not based on a kinyan agav, but based on the fact that these metalflin were being held by the eved, or the case was where the eved was wearing begadim. Therefore, the bial will be koin and eved, and he'll be able to be koin and metalflin based on a kinyan chatzah. And the Gemara now asks, but you don't love my havi, that even if the eved is holding onto the metalflin or wearing the metalflin, then how could it be koina chatz maleches? It's still a chatz maleches. The chatz maleches leikona, and we know that the kinyan chatz does not work on a chatz maleches. The chitayim ba'imed. And if you're going to tell me that the case is where the eved kanani is standing in one place, va'amar Rava, but Rava taught us kol sheilum halchol leikona. Then in any case, that if you're traveling, that you're not going to be koina. So im v'yeshu leikona, then even if you stay in one spot or if you sit in one spot, you would also not be koina because you can travel, and therefore it's still considered a chatz maleches. Gemara answers, the reason why the Eved Kanani couldn't work as a chatz over here is because v'hilchos of a kafis, that we're talking about a case where the Eved Kanani was tied up, and therefore he's not a chatz maleches. And in addition, Taisus points out that at this point the Eved was sleeping, and that way the Eved was considered mishtameres l'daitai, as he was now being protected by the master and by the buyer, and therefore once the buyer makes a kinyan on the Eved, then it'll be kinyan metalton that the Eved is holding or that the Eved is wearing based on a kinyan chatzah. And the Shita Mekubetzes brings down from the Talmid Rabbeinu Peret that Rabbeinu Yoina explained that filu ibeinam ba'alma kafes v'yashin tavayu, that even though in other cases we may need kafes, and we also would need that the Eved is sleeping, like Tesis mentions, but hakud sagi b'kafes over here in our Gemara, all that is required is the Eved Knadi is tied up, the kiv in the Das Acheres Makna, that since there's a meicher that's selling the Eved Knadi and selling the metaltlin to this person, it's still considered chatzam shemeres l'daitai, even if the Eved Knadi is awake. And Ayin Hagoy Sagra on the side of the Gemara, where the Gemara brings down a similar sheet of the Rambam, and he says v'Rambam chaylik, that the Rambam is chaylik on Taisus. And before we continue, Taisus points out that according to the first version of Rav Ika Breid Rav Ami, where he said the Kuli Alma, that all agree that Avis Kim Kakoi Dami, Taisus therefore explained that when the Brisa stated that if you're machzik in Kaka, you're not going to be koin on Eved, and even though that Eved is considered Kaka, Mishum the in Kaka Niklis Ba'agav, is because you can't be koin a Kaka through a kinyan of Agav, and since an Eved is considered Kaka, therefore, even though you make a chazaka on a piece of land, you still would not be able to be koin on Eved Knani, even though it's considered like Kaka through a kinyan of Agav. And our Gemara now continues and asks a question that we just mentioned, that the first Brisa stated, Reuven sells Kaka and Avodim to Shimon, and Shimon makes a kinyan on Kaka, he would not be koin Avodim. And the Gemara asks the steer of Tanya, we have a Brisa that says, Hichsu b'kaka, and if Reuven makes a kinyan of chazaka on Kaka, kon Avodim, he would be koin Avodim, and l'chayr to steer to our Brisa. And the Gemara answers, Hasam b'in the Metecha, that in the case where we said that the Avodim would be konoi, is talking about a scenario where the Eved is actually standing within the Kaka, and that is why the Brisa states that it could be koin Avodim, and the Gemara right now doesn't explain what the kinyan on the Avodim will be, if it's based on Agav, or if it's based on a kinyan chatzar. The Gemara will discuss this point in a moment, but the Gemara now makes a diag, Mechlal, the high loikona, when the first price is stated that Hichsu b'kaka loikona avodim is k'she'ina im d'metecha, is because the avodim are not standing on the kaka at that moment. And based on this, the Gemara now asks a question, Hanichal hachlish the Amrav Ika Breder of Ami, Avdi k'metafli dami. This makes sense according to the second version that Rav Ika Breder of Ami stated that I all agree that avodim are considered like metaflin. And right now, the Gemara feels that in order for someone to acquire something through a kinyan agav, the actual metaflin has to be on the kaka, and therefore, hainu di im d'metecha in iloi loi, and that's why if the avodim are actually on the kaka, you could be koined avodim through a kinyan of agav, but the avodim are not on the kaka, you can't be koined through a kinyan agav, because agav could only be effectuated if the metaflin are on the kaka. El hachlish na'ama avdikim kaka idomi, but according to the first lashon of Ika Breid Rav Ami that stated that all agree that avodim are considered like kaka, lomali im d'metecha, and why would it be that the only way that if you koined the kaka, it could be koined avodim, is only if the avodim are standing on the kaka, but Shmuel taught us, Machloi Esesadis Be'es Medinais, if Reuven sold 10 fields to Shimon in 10 separate countries, Kivin Shechzu Ba'achsman Konakulan, once Shimon makes a Kenyan Chazaka or any other Kenyan that works on Kaka, and he's coining one of the fields, then automatically Shimon would be coining all of the fields. If so, since an Eved is considered like Kaka, so once Shimon would make a Kenyan on Kaka, he should be able to be coining the Eved Knani at any place that the Eved Knani is, and even if he's not on that field. And in order to answer this question, the Gemara will now ask another question, and based on the teretz for this question, we will have a teretz for our first question. And the Gemara says, "Vil tamech," and according to your svara, lahachlish the ama avdikim metaflin dami, and even according to the second lashon of Ikar Breid Rav Ami, that all agree that avodim is considered like metaflin, lomali oimim b'techa. So why would we have to have the Eved Knani standing in the kaka in order to effectuate the din of agav? And we continue on dafyud beis and beis hakayim alon, but lemaisa at the end result in mesechtes kedushin, the Gemara comes out loy beinu tziburin, when someone is being koin metaflin agav kaka, the metaflin does not have to be in the kaka itself. And why would we say that the Eved Knani, which is considered metaflin, has to be standing in the kaka itself? Even the Eved Knani would not be in the kaka. You should be able to be koin the Eved Knani, which is metaflin agav the kaka. And therefore, the Gemara proves by the fact that we had a steer between the brises, where one brisa said hechsu b'kaka is loy kon avodim, and one brisa said hechsu b'kaka is kon avodim. And we had to explain that the only time that you could be koin the Eved Knani is only when he's standing in the kaka. But if he's not standing on the kaka, then even though an Eved Knani is considered metaltalin, you will not be able to be koin Eved Knani agav this kaka. And the Gemara therefore is forced to say alamayis l'chameima. So we must then say that shani metaltalin naidi. The difference is that certainly, although the Gemara Masechtas Kedushin teaches us that benegiya the kinyan of agav, there's loy beinam tziburin, and the metaltalin does not have to be in the kaka. That is talking about a case where you had a metaltalin which was loy naidi and was not movable, and therefore wherever the metaltalin is, it would be konoi agav the kaka. However, in the case of an Eved Knani, although it's categorized as metaltalin, but the Lamaisa, it's movable metalin. Since the Eved Kanani has his own das, therefore the only way that we allowed you to have a kinyan agav is only if the Eved Kanani is actually standing in the kaka. Therefore, the Gemara continues that since we have to make this chiluk and we have to explain this idea according to the second version of Rav Ikar Beit Rav Ami, that all agree that avodim kananim are considered like metalin, and therefore we will say the same chiluk and the same explanation according to the first version of Rav Ikar Beit Rav Ami, who held that all agree that avodim is considered like kaka. And as the Gemara now explains, hachinami shani mekakoydin 90 mekakoydin 90, that will differentiate between kaka which is movable and kaka which is not movable. Although Shmuel taught us that machle es sadeis be'es medina is kibush shechus be'achs men kana kulon, although that is true minigay sadeis and minigay regular kaka, however we would not be able to extend this din where Shimon goes and is trying to be koyna kaka and avodim, and he makes a kinyan kaka, and he will not be able to be koyna avodim, since although avodim are hokusha kakois, but lemaisa avodim are 90, and therefore we do not consider them connected to the kaka, and you will not be able to be koyna them through a kinyan kaka. And the only time that the Brisa said if you hichsa b'kaka you koyna avodim is only if the avodim are actually standing in the kaka, only where the Eved Kanani is mamish in the kaka itself, then we would say the din of Shmuel that once you make a kinyan on the kaka, you could also be koyna the Eved Kanani. And as our Gemara states, avda mekakoy din 90 hu, that although according to this version avodim are considered like kaka, but the maisa they're kaka that are movable, and therefore although Shimon will make a kinyan on kaka, he will not be koyna the Eved. However, hasam in the case of Shmuel, where Shmuel stated machle esesadis be'esem medina is the kibushichus be'achsman konakulon, that is because sadin da'ara chadu, all land in the world is considered like one piece of land, as it's part of the same globe and it's part of the same dirt of the world, and therefore by making chazaka in one kaka, that's considered chazaka in all the rest of the kaka that you're trying to be koina, and that's why according to Shmuel you could be koina, even though of course that other sada is not sitting on the sada itself and is not mamish on the sada, but it's considered as if it's in the sada, as it's considered connected to this kaka. And in Tap Taisis Amid, where he points out the lechira, if there's a chil between metalta de 90 and metalta de 90, lechira, just like we're saying that the only way to perform a kinyan of agav for an eved is if the eved is in the kaka, so lechira, the same din should apply to a behema, because a behema is also movable. And Zok Taisis, when the Gemara says that something is 90, pirush yeshlam das, our behema is lechashiv metalta de 90, v'nikten ba'agav, afilo in tziburin, even if the animal is not actually in that kaka, as we learned in Masechtas Kedushin on Daf Chaf Vav and Beis. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, nechasim she'im b'mila, that the Mishnah stated that if Reuven is mazik someone, then he's going to be chayiv, and the only time you're going to be chayiv is only if you're mazik nechasim that do not have a din of me'ila. And we explained when we learned the Mishnah that since the pasuk says shari eyu, so we learn out that the only time that you're chayiv is only if you damage shari eyu for loy shar shel hegdish. And the Gemara now states that the Mishnah did not say nechasim that are hegdish, but it said she'im b'mila, and therefore the Gemara is medayik me'ilu lesbu, that there is no me'ila on this item hamigdish kashi, but we're still talking about something that is hegdish. And the Gemara explains, Mantana, who is our Mishnah going like, or Rabbeichel, the Kachim Kalim, we were talking about a case where someone damaged Kachim Kalim, Valibid Rabbe Seid Lili, and it's going like the Shita Rabbe Seid Lili, the Amma Mam Bailim, who, and Rabbe Seid Lili holds that Kachim Kalim, which is referring to Shlomim, is considered Mam and Bailim, the Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa. Now, although the Pasuk bin Negea Shvuas of Pekodin states, in Pash Vayikra, Nefesh Kisechto, Mol Mol Bashem, Vichichesh Ba Misai, Be Pekodin, Oy Besum Ezod, Oy Begozel, Oy Oshak Eschem Misai, since the Pasuk says, Vichichesh Ba Misai, so it's mashmar that the Pasha of Shvuas Pekodin is only stated when someone makes a Shvua to his friend, and it's not going to be relevant to Hegdish. However, the Brisa teaches us that since the Pasuk says, Molo Mol Bashem, that you Mol Bashem, so it's mashmar that this item has Shaykhis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and is in some way Hegdish, and you still be Chayiv for Shvuas Pekodin. And the Brisa teaches us, Lurabis Kachim Kalim Shehim Emoinoi Div Rabbi Seglili. Rabbi Seglili teaches us that this Pasuk teaches us that Kachim Kalim is considered Mamin, and therefore you would be Chayiv by Shvuas Pekodin. And similarly, in our Mishnah, the Mishnah teaches us that if Reuven will be mazik a shor of kachim kalim, then you would be chayiv. Kachim kalim is considered mamim bailim, and therefore it is included in the pasuk of shorei eyu, and this is not considered shor shel hegdish. And Rashi states, l'rabis kachim kalim hodach sib b'ashem, l'rabis kachim kalim shem hifke behemah shlomim itzach averi, that if Reuven gives a behemah of shlomim to Shimon to watch v'kafar, and then Shimon is kofar v'nishba, and he swears v'hoyden, then he's moida, then mishalm karem v'chaymish v'asham, v'avagav the kachimayim einish b'yimaleim, that even though b'negei a regular kachimayim you have a cloud that you do not make a shvua, kedekasina and beperakazov, bekachim kalim nishboyin, according to Rameya, you would swear by kachim kalim. The reason is, shehim emayin shechaveri, as we consider the moment of your friend, bekarina behu, and we're able to read the pasuk and state Bashem v'chichesh and Bamisa v'chichesh. The Gemara continues and asks, "V'atran that l'maisa, how can you say that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yisrael Glili, which is mashma that Rabbeinu Hakadosh pasuks like Rabbi Yisrael Glili? But l'maisa we have a Mishnah in Masechta Kedushin that states Hamakadosh b'chalkoi bein b'kachim kachim bein b'kachim kalim ein mekudeshes, that if Reuven and b'kadosh with his chelik of a carbon, it doesn't make a difference if that carbon is kachim kachim or kachim kalim. The din is that it's not mekudeshes and l'chayr leimid loy Rabbi Yisrael Glili. Let us say that Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yisrael Glili, because according to Rabbi Yisrael Glili, who just stated that kachim kalim is b'maynai, so why wouldn't she be mekudeshes?" Gemara answers, "Afilu tamer Rabbi Yisrael Glili, even if you want to say that that Mishnah in Masechta Kedushin is going like Rabbi Yisrael Glili, ki am Rabbi Yisrael Glili mechayim, and when Rabbi Yisrael Glili said that kachim kalim is considered mum and bailim is only mechayim, is only while the behemoth and while the shlamim is still alive, avala achashchita, but once you already shech that carbon, afilu Rabbi Yisrael Glili meida, that even Rabbi Yisrael Glili is meida, that even kachim kalim is considered mum and gavaya, and it's mishulchan gavaya kazachu. Therefore, as Rashi says, avala achashchita ki zachu, when a kohen or Yisrael are zaycha, and as Rashi says, being kohanim b'chazei v'shoik, that say the kohanim in their portion of chazei v'shoik, or being bailim b'shar basa, mishulchan gavaya zachu, they're zaycha from kachim, and lemais is not considered a mamin. Therefore, the Mishnah Maseches Kedushin could even be going like Rabbi Yisrael Glili, as Rabbi Yisrael Glili certainly is meida, that a man cannot be mekadosh his wife using kachim kalim after the shechita was already performed, and after the Gemara says, the chikazachu, mishulchan gavaya kazachu, because although Reuven has a right to eat from the kachim kalim, however, lemaisa is as if he's being zeicha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's table, and it's not considered his mammon at that point, and therefore he can't be mekadosh a woman using kachim kalim once the shechita already occurred. And the Gemara continues, and right now the Gemara thinks that there is no chiluk between different types of kachim kalim. The same dinim that apply to a shlamim according to Rabbi Yisrael Glili would also apply to a bechar, and we know that the din is that a bechar has to be given to a kohen. While the Beis HaMikdash was around, the kohen would have to take the bechar to the Beis HaMikdash and bring it as a carbon, and then he could use the basar. And even when we had a Beis HaMikdash, if the bechar would receive a mum and it would have a mum kavua, then the kohen would be able to shech the bechar and eat it as a regular animal, and he would keep the basar for himself. Based on this haktama, the Gemara now asks, "Mechayim Amar, is it true that Rameya said that kachim kalim, while it's alive, is considered mum of the bailim?" The Gemara asks, "Vatran, but we have a Mishnah Maseches Ma'isheni, and as the Gemara will explain, this Mishnah is discussing a case of bechor bizman hazeh, and it's not during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, and the Mishnah therefore tells us bechor meichrei se tam chai, that nowadays a kohen could sell a bechor that is a tam and is alive, and as Rashi says that this kohen will sell it to another kohen, and zok Rashi tam chai v'lekech yamtin atchiap by mum yishchetenu, and then the other kohen will have to wait until this bechor receives a mum, and then he'll be able to shecht it and eat it. Av tamim shachet loy, but you can't sell a tam that shachet the inle takana alakfura, because of course if you shecht this tam, then you can't do anything with this animal, and you have to bury it. The asubana, the kachim shchutu b'chutzu, as certainly it was kachim that was nishcha b'chutz, and of course that becomes asubana. And the Mishnah continues that a balmum chay v'shachet, that if a kohen wants to sell a balmum, he could sell it either while it's alive, and then the new kohen will be able to immediately go shecht it and eat it, or even if he shechted the balmum, then he could sell it to another kohen. As lemaisa, there is no issa to eat this basa. Finally, the Mishnah tells us mekachim b'yasi isha, that a kohen could be mekadosh a woman, and as Rashi says, who it's considered a mammon, the bailim shel bechor hainu kohen, as the bailim of the bechor is considered a kohen, the mishneil bechor shelayu, because once the bechor is born, then it's mekudish mirechem imai, and therefore it's already considered the kohen's. Keep in mind that the Gemara's question will only become clear at the end of this amud, and the Gemara continues, v'amar Rav Nachman, amar Rav Bavua, and Rav Nachman said in Imra Bavua regarding this Mishnah, the loishanu el bechor tam bizman hazeh, that the only time that this Mishnah allowed a kohen to sell a bechor tam was only bizman hazeh. The kim de lechaz l'akrava is luhu l'koyim z'chiyah b'gabayu, as since it's nach royu to akrava, as there is no Beis HaMikdash, therefore it's considered as if the koyim have some sort of ownership in this bechor, and that's why they could sell it to another koyim. Al bizman she Beis HaMikdash kayim de chaz l'akrava loy. However, during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, where it was possible to be makar of this bechor on a mizbeach, since it was a tam, then loy, we did not say this din, and we did not say that a koyim could sell this bechor. After Rav Nachman explained the Mishnah in this manner, ve'isvi Rav l'Rav Nachman, so Rav asked the following question to Rav Nachman, the Lemaisa we learned, Molo Molo Bashem, the Rabbis Kachim Kalim, Shem Yimayni, Divir Rabbi Yisrael Glili, the Rabbi Yisrael Glili hold that based on the Pasuk, Molo Molo Bashem, so Umab Kachim Kalim, that's considered Mam and Bailim, and therefore the din of Shuas Apakadin would apply even B'digay Kachim Kalim, and therefore Rav asked Rav Nachman that why are you saying this Mishnah is only talking about Bizman Azeh, but according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, this Mishnah could be talking even Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim, and it's still considered Memoinoi, just like we find with the Geir Shavuos HaPekodin. And Rashi points out, you can't say the Pasha Shavuos HaPekodin is only talking about a scenario where someone makes a Shavua when the Beis HaMikdash was not around. And as Rashi says, the Akra, the Shavuos HaPekodin, Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash, that certainly the Psukim of Shavuos HaPekodin is during the time that the Beis HaMikdash was around, the Mechayiv LeOshem, because the Torah is Mechayiv him and Hashem Gzeilis. Therefore, certainly it's talking about a time that the Beis HaMikdash is around, and we still see that may hold that Kachim Kalim is considered Memoinoi. Therefore, why would Rav Nachman say the Mishnah Mesechtes Maaseh Sheni is only talking about Bizman Hazeh, if L'chari could have said it's talking about Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim, and even so, the Kayim could sell a Bechor even during the time that the Beis HaMikdash was Kayim, since a Bechor is also Kachim Kalim, and therefore it's considered Mammon Bailim, and it's considered the Mammon of a Kayim, including by the fact that Rav asked this question to Rav Nachman, so we see that Rav Nachman must have been Mefarish this Mishnah, that it's even going according to Shita Rabbi Yossi Aglili, as if it would not be going like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, then of course this question would not begin. And L'chari, it's clear that since Rav Nachman explained that the Mishnah is only talking about Bizman Hazeh, but Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim, that you would not be able to Mekadosh this woman by using a Bechor, so you see that Rav Nachman holds that although Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that there is a din that Benegei Shavuos HaPekodin, that we look at Kachim Kalim as Mum and Bailim, but we don't extend that to other dinim of Hegdish, and we don't necessarily extend it to all Kachim Kalim, and not necessarily to Shlomim or to Bechor. From this member, we see that Rav Nachman is Chelek Rabbi Yechon, and therefore, according to Rav Nachman, we can explain that our Mishnah is talking about a case of Kachim Kalim Alibid Rabbi Yossi Aglili. The Gemara now continues and actually proves that Ravina also doesn't hold Rabbi Yechon. Because of Mishani Ravina, Ravina answers the question of Rava that Bechor B'chutz Laretz V'Alibid Rav Shimon, the only time Rabbi Yossi Aglili said that Bechor is considered Mammon Bailim is only B'negeya Bechor in Chutz Laretz, even though it's during this Man Beis HaMikdash. However, since the Bechor is in Chutz Laretz V'Alibid Rav Shimon, and we're going according to Shit Rav Shimon, the Amad Awalds, in Bo Tumimim Yikrivu, that if the Bechor comes to Eretz Yisrael and their Tam, then you can bring it on Mizbech, but in Bo In, it's only if they come to Eretz Yisrael, but the Chathil, you don't have to bring it to Eretz Yisrael, and it's not really Chazal HaKrava, and it doesn't have to go on the Mizbech, and the Kohen could just hold on to the Bechor and wait till it gets a Mum, and then in Chutz Laretz, even Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim, once the Bechor has a Mum, he could shech the Bechor, and he could eat the Bechor. Once again, the Gemara proves against the Yisoy that we said from Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the Rabbi Yossi Aglili hold that Kachim Kalim is considered Mum and Bailim in the case where the Behemoth is still alive, and even if it's Roy LaKrava, and even if it's during the time of the Beis HaMikdash Kayim. The Gemara now proves from the Teretz of Ravina, the Ravina must not hold of this concept, because Vim Isa Dechi Amr Rabbi Yossi Aglili Memaynehu Mechayim, that if it's true that the only time Rabbi Yossi Aglili says Kachim Kalim is considered a person's money is only while the animal is still alive, and we continue on Daf Yigimel Malav, so Lishani, so then Ravina should give a Teretz that Har Rabbi Yossi Aglili B'harabanan, that the Braisa that states that Kachim Kalim is considered the Mum and Bailim is even Bizman Abayis, is gold like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and Rav Nachman explained the Mishnah Masechtas Maaseh Sheni, that during this man Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim, that a man cannot be Mekadosh and Isha with the Bechor, that Mishnah is going like Rabbanan, and they hold that Kachim Kalim, which is Roy LaKrab of the man Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim, is certainly considered Mama Gavaya, and by the fact that Ravina did not give this Teretz, so it must be that Ravina holds that Rabbi Yossi Aglili Shita, that this Kachim Kalim that's considered Mama Bailim, is only B'negeya Shavuos HaPekodin, and not B'negeya other dinim. We can't explain that our Mishnah is talking about Kachim Kalim. Mishnah is mechadish to us that if Ruvin damages Kachim Kalim, that Ruvin would be chayiv for Nezikin, and it's considered Shoreyu. The Gemara answers that in Chanami Rabbi Yechon that said that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and Kachim Kalim that are alive are considered like Mammon Bailim. He also agrees that Rabbi Yossi Aglili did not say this Benegeya all Kachim Kalim. Rabbi Yossi Aglili's din did not extend to the din of Bechor, because a Bechor is considered Matnas Kuna, and that is not considered Mammon Bailim. And as the Gemara says, Matnas Kuna Kamet, Shani Matnas Kuna, the Chikazachu, that Benegeya Bechor, since it's a Matnas Kuna, therefore it's considered that the Kohen receives this from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shulchan, and therefore it's not considered Mammon Bailim. That's why, even while it's alive, it's not considered Mammon Bailim, and it's considered Mammon Gavaya, and you can't be a Mekadosh woman using Bechor. However, Rabbi Yossi Aglili does hold that Benegeya other Kachim Kalim, and for example, a typical Shlomim, then the din is that while it's alive, it's considered Memoinai, and that is why if Ruvin Shar damages a Shar of Kachim Kalim that is a Shlomim, then he would be Chayiv because it's considered Shareyu, as it's considered Memoinai. Similarly, by a Bechor that was Noilad B'chutzlaretz, and it's not Roy LaKrava L'chatchila, then in that case, Rabbi Yossi Aglili also agrees that it's considered Mammon Bailim, and we will stop over here.